but eventually I located a stuffed vixen in the Natural History Museum. For an exorbitant sum, I purchased a Hallmark beaker from a stall on the Portobello Road. The fern fronds I stole from Kew Gardens, along with the morning dew. I made the filch, careful to add each ingredient in the correct order. It was a warm, clear night when I took the bus to Epping Forest. I had prepared thoroughly, the week before reconnoitring for a suitable clearing. As per instructions, the full moon hung swollen under the glinting stars. I checked the time on my watch and took off my clothes. I unscrewed the top from the flask and poured the filtra into the silver beaker. I began to dance in slow, sinuous windings, offering the beaker up to the moon. Exactly at midnight, I sipped the sour potion, being careful not to spill a single drop. Afterwards was an anticlimax. I shivered despite the warmth of the night and dressed hurriedly. The walk back to the bus stop seemed interminable, and the night bus was late. The other passengers dressed for an evening out and mostly worse for wear. Back home, I lay on the bed in my clothes and fell into a troubled sleep. A week later, I met him.